Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. This perek, as opposed to the first perek, discusses, the first Mishnah discusses not a stay Elon, but a stay Halavon. A stay Halavon is a field that is not a field of trees, but a field of kitniyos or tvuah, grains or legumes. And it also is discussing Tosfos Shviyos, but it has a different time of Tosfos Shviyos. Whereas the first Mishnah and the first Perek discussed that in a Steho Ilon, a field of trees, this man is Ad Ha'atzeres, or until it is Yafel Aperi, Beshami Besil Machlokes. Over here we have a different man. Ad Emos Aichershin B'Stei HaLovon, until when can one plow in a Stei HaLovon, a field of Tefuah or kidneys, as opposed to a stay ha'ilon erev shviyas, on erev shviyas, in the sixth year. Ad shetichla halecha kolz man shebnei adam chershim lita bamikshois ubamidlois, until the moisture in the ground has totally ceased, as long as people plow for mikshois and midlois. Mikshois and midlois are kishuin, different types of melons or cucumbers. Udluin, madlois, udluin, which are gourds. So it's really arbitrary as to when the lecha, the moistness of the ground, has ceased, and people no longer are being chayrish to plant gourds or melons. Amar Rav Shimon, Nosata Teiras Kol Echod VeEchod BiYadei. So what you've done is you've created a situation that each individual can sort of decide arbitrarily on his own when the lecha is finished by him. And the Rav says, Zeoy Mekolso Lecha B'Toch Shali, VeZeoy Mekolso Lecha B'Toch Shali. So it would be a very ununiform type of situation. Ella b'stei halovon ad haPesach. The Mishnah says, Reb Shimon says, in the stei halovon, it's only until Pesach, as opposed to a stei ha'ilon, which is until Atzeres. U'b'stei ha'ilon ad Atzeres. Now we go to Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah Beis, as a hakdama to Mishnah Beis, we have to understand that the things that were usher in Tosfos Shviyos are only things that are de'oraisis, meaning things that if you did them on Shemitah, they would be mefurish b'tayra, they are de'oraisis, which is planting, reaping, zriya is planting, ktsira is reaping and harvesting, zmira is tapun, and which is specifically about anovim, a grapevine, and betsira is picking grapes. That's what's mentioned in the Torah. All other things are really derabbanans. So in Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Shviyos, we're going to see that they weren't geyser under the Rabbanans in Tosfos Shviyos. Says the Mishnah Beis, Mizablim, you can fertilize, put fertilizer on the ground near the tree, on the papyrus, anywhere, on the ground. Ume'adrin, Me'adrin is to do little digging or hoeing around the roots of the tree, bamiksha, or the roots of the tree, or the or anything that's growing, so it's tzarech to peiris. So mezablin u'ma'adrin bamikshois u'bamidlois, melons and gourds, ad rosh hashanah v'chein bebeis hashlochin. And the same thing is true with a sada, a field of that requires irrigation. It's not enough. The rainwater is not enough, it has to be irrigated. Miyablim, that means to take off a yabelas, to take off blemishes off the papyrus, or off a tree. Mifarkin, you can remove leaves from the tree. Meabkin, you can put avok on the ground, cover exposed roots. Many times the trees, their roots get exposed and the soil wears away. You can put avar on top of it, avak on top of the roots. Me'ashnin, they would do a process under the tree. They would create smoke to kill worms on the tree. You could do this ad Rosh Hashanah. And all these activities are activities that are really only asa midirabbanon, and the idea of removing a leaf, which we can see in the next piece of the Mishnah, which was one of the cases, which was mifarkin, taking a tree. It's similar to pruning, but it's not exactly pruning. And now the question is this going to be usur even on Shemitah? Because when you take off the leaf, is it stimulating growth, or is it not, or is it just keeping harm away from the tree? Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Af noitel hu es ha'ola min ha'eshkoel b'shvias. You could even take the leaf off an eshkoel, off a cluster of peiros, even on Shemitah. The Tanakhama holds you can't do that only in Tosfos Shvi'is. Rav Shimon holds you can do it even on Shemitah because it is an act of protecting the tree as opposed to stimulating any future growth.